السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ، نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، قال اللہ تبارک و تعالی: ان اللہ و ملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایها الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما، اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. Yesterday I was discussing about درود on رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, that his ihsan and favors upon the ummah are unlimited. Whatever ibadat we are doing, whatever zikr, tilawat, is all due to the blessings and the mercy of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came and informed us, and thereafter we undertake this ibadat. So it is only right that we should increase our recitation of Durood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in that recitation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to be really benefiting. He is not in need of our recitation of durood and salam upon him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when we send durood and salam upon him, then we are the ones who benefit. As I discussed the one hadith yesterday, there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, reported by Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Now this Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of those four or five people who used to be always with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He himself says that of the four or five, I was one amongst them, that we always followed Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam wherever he went, so that if he is in need of something, we may be able to assist him or give him what he requires immediately. And also, we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had a lot of enemies, the munafiqeen, the Jews, the kuffar, the mushrikeen. So one of them used to stay with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam all the time. They say on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam went into an orchard. So I accompanied Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam through that orchard. When we went to that orchard, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made two rakat salat, and in that salat, when he went into sajda, he remained so long in sajda that I thought that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. Now this is exactly the same thing that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha also has mentioned about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sajda. Of course, this sajda of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not in the normal five-time salat, because there you have to give consideration to the weak, the feeble, the sick. But in his individual ibadat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made lengthy rukus, lengthy sajdas. And even in our times, those people who have got some kind of connection with Allah Ta'ala, when they go into sajda, it is as if they have put their head at the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The kayfiyat that they get. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi reported this, but it was about Hazrat Shakar Ganj Rahmatullah Alayhi. He says that when I go into sajda, he says, aisa malum hota hai jaise khuda ne mera pyar le liya. So that's how I feel. These were ashiks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hayya ala salah, the translation of that for us is that come towards salat. But the ashiqana tarjuma that has been done by our Hazrat Maulana Hakimat Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says that the translation of that is, oh my ashiqs, make your wuzu and get ready quickly and come towards salat, because your Allah is calling you. Allah tumhe yaad kar raha hai. So jaldi jaldi aajao. If somebody says that some dignity is thinking of you and is waiting for you, how we will run quickly? The person will go very, very quickly. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, nam come away to the salat. But for us it falls on deaf ears. Our activities do not end even after the salat, azan. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala, he says that in that orchard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made salat. And when he went into sajda, he remained so long in sajda that I thought he passed away. So he says, I came close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I began to tear. I began to weep profusely. These were ashiks of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. To them everything in the world meant nothing. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was amongst them, then they had everything. So we can just imagine now, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away in front of his eyes, what must have gone through his mind. So he says, I began to cry. Now when the person is crying profusely, you can even hear the sound of the person weeping. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got up from sajda, completed his salat, and he said, Oh Abdul Rahman, what is happening to you? Why are you crying? So there was no question of any lies there. Whatever was the truth, they said it. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa, when you went into sajda, you remained so long in the sajda that I thought you passed away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then informed him as to what had happened. He said that, I made this sajda. The explanation of that hadith now, he says that this sajda which I made, this lengthy sajda, it was a sajda of shukr, sajda of gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. Now in the orchard now he's making sajda of shukr, and he says it was a sajda of shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because if you put the other hadiths together now, they said because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come and given him some information. And what was this information or good news or glad tiding? Now the glad tiding that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, for which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made such a lengthy sajda, was this, that whosoever from your ummah will read one time Durood Sharif upon you. Whosoever will read one time durood upon you, one time salat upon you, then Allah Ta'ala will reward him with 10 blessings. Allah Ta'ala will reward him with 10 blessings. Allah Ta'ala will wipe out, blot out, forgive 10 sins of his. And Allah Ta'ala will elevate his rank 10 stages. Now this was a favor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for his ummah. Now for this, he makes such a lengthy sajda in his salat as if he had passed away. Now if we have look over this hadiths, it just shows what love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for the ummah. That same ummah, what for whom he stood whole night in prayers, all the sacrifices that he made. Now when that ummah is in the casinos, in the discos, in the theatres, in the cinemas, in adultery, in fraud, in all kinds of crime, and when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed about this, then we can just imagine what kind of pain and hurt we are causing to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Now here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is getting extremely happy that look, one durood this person will read in my ummah and Allah Ta'ala will give him 10 rewards, 10 blessings. He is saying sends blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala is sending 10 times blessings upon him. So who is really benefiting there? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is getting so happy that at least in my ummah, with this little amal that they will be making reading Durood Sharif, then they will be getting so much of reward. So many of their sins will be getting forgiven, and Allah Ta'ala will be elevating their stages and so many other rewards. So he says, for this reason I made this lengthy sajda. Again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion, they say he had such a smile on his face, radiant, shining, and extremely happy. The Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we have never seen you happy like this before. Because it is mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be mutawasilul ahzan. He used to be as if he is in deep thought. When he used to talk to a sahabi, he used to be smiling, cheerful. And he never even used to take his hand out until that sahabi took off his hand himself. So when he's talking to the Sahabi, talking to the congregation, or talking to his family, talking to his children, talking to his wives, at that time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam smiled, he joked, he fulfilled the rites. But at other times, say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be in deep thought, because the fikr of the whole ummah was on his head. But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was unusually happy. So when they asked him what happened, so the same thing he reported, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and he informed me that whoever from your ummah will read one time Durood Sharif, Allah ta'ala will give him 10 blessings, forgive his sins, 10 sins, and elevate his stages 10 days. Now for that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got so happy. So it doesn't take long to read at least 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening Durood Sharif. If we are Bahrul Kahil, if we are lazy like the Dead Sea, if our hearts have become dead, then at least we can read 10 times Durood Sharif in the morning and evening. And it is one amal which Allah Ta'ala Himself does. All the other hukam are for people, for mankind, for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep fast, give zakat, go for hajj. But we don't read in the hadith Allah Ta'ala is gone for hajj, or Allah Ta'ala gave zakat yesterday. In the hadith we don't get Allah Ta'ala kept fast yesterday. All those who come are for the servants of Allah. But when it comes to durood and salam, then Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي. Allah and His angels send salat upon Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. Oh, you believers, you also send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and send salam upon him. So this Durood Sharif, if a person is going to read 10 times, that means multiplied by 10, he got 100 blessings from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then all the other virtues which have been mentioned. Read the kitab on the virtues of Durood Sharif by Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, and then it will create that muhabbat in the heart, the true muhabbat and love for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the various incidents that have been mentioned there. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of reciting Durood Sharif in abundance. These are things which balances the person's life. Now, it doesn't mean the person must only read Durood Sharif whole day and finish. Then nothing else to do in life. Everything else will be normal. But just as we say that in a balanced diet, there must be proteins, there must be carbohydrates, there must be vitamins, A, B, C, D, E, F, X, Y, Z. I always say they've run short of alphabets also now when it comes to vitamins. But they say it's required, all those vitamins are required. And also minerals. Sometimes they tell you zinc is short. Sometimes they tell you potassium is short. Now there's a balance. So in the same way, this is that balance, that there is namaz, there's roza, there's zakat, there's hajj, there's purbani, there's tilawat of the Quran Sharif, there's a little bit zikrullah, there's a little bit of durood Sharif. Now when a person has a little of all these things in his life, and together with that, then he fulfills the rights of people, his wife, his children, his clients, his customers, his friends, the old, the young. So then we say now he's got a proper balanced diet. And that proper balanced diet will give him a very, very proper, healthy, spiritual heart. And he's got a very healthy, spiritual heart, then that will take him to Jannat. And not only Jannat, it will bring the Khaliq of Jannat into his heart. That is what we mean by Mana Kemir, Gulshan Jannat to Dur Hai, Arif Hai Magar Dil Mein Khaliq Jannat Liye Huwe, that is what it means. And this person has now got a spiritually healthy heart, then that heart will not only take him to Jannat, but in this world it will bring the Khaliq of Jannat, the creator of Jannat into his heart. And when he's got Khaliq of Jannat in his heart, then he's carrying the kingdoms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wherever he's going. Don't look at his outside condition. After that, the Ahlullah and the Walis of Allah sometime are outwardly so weak that if one mosquito has to bite them, they'll make hi hi, what happened? But their hearts are such that they are carrying the whole universe in them. So let us read 10 times Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله